Many across the Middle East have welcomed the diplomatic push for Syria to hand over its chemical weapons. Many, but not all. Saudi Arabia is one of the strongest supporters of U.S. military intervention against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And the kingdom is not happy about the switch from strikes to talks. Political analyst Emil Hokayem.
They estimate that the deal over chemical weapons is not feasible, but makes it even harder to intervene and brings back Bashar al-Assad into the bargaining game, which is their biggest problem. They spent the past 2.5 years trying to delegitimize Assad.
Hokayem says Saudi leaders wanted an even bigger military campaign against Mr. Assad than the limited strikes outlined by the U.S. It's a dynamic that has played out throughout the conflict. Saudis giving money and weapons to the full spectrum of Syria's rebels, and the U.S. apparently taking a more cautious approach. Part is based in sectarianism, with Saudi Sunni leaders arming the mainly Sunni rebels. An offensive against Mr. Assad could tip the balance of power in a stalemate that has neighboring countries lined up largely along religious lines.
Well, they could go ahead.
But Professor Christian Donna thinks current U.S. plans would fail to do that.
I don't know whether the U.S. strikes will have any kind of effect on specifically on the sectarian tension or whether it essentially will just serve to weaken, to some extent, the Assad regime's military capacity.
Saudi animosity is not just aimed at Syria's government. Mr. Assad's biggest regional backer is Saudi rival Shiite-led Iran. Additional help comes from Shiite Hezbollah fighters from Lebanon.
The regime of Bashar al-Assad and Hezbollah have allowed Iran to become a primary power in the Eastern Mediterranean. That there's a sense that if you win in Syria, therefore you win the entire Levant, because Syria is a big power there.
But others say there may be no winning a regional struggle for dominance. Political analyst Mustafa Labad.
Saudi Arabia is rich in oil, but their military capabilities, their soft power, and their model is weak. So everyone is ambitious, but no single country can play the role of a regional role as it is described in international relations and regional strategy.
Perhaps, but that hasn't kept Saudi Arabia and its rivals from trying. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
مع السوريين وممثليهم الشرعيين اللي نحن نعترف بهم في الجامعة العربية.